Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 25 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we begin our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in the week of June the 10th to June the 16th, studying Alma's chapter 5 to 7. Today we're beginning with Alma chapter 5 and I'm just going to begin by sharing this bit from the Come Follow Me manual, which I really liked. It says, quote, Alma did not know of today's life-saving heart transplants and heart transplant surgeries, which replaced a damaged or diseased heart with a healthy one. But he knew of a more miraculous change of heart, one in which the Saviour gives us a newness of spiritual life like being born again. Alma could see that this change of heart was exactly what many of the Nephites needed. Some were rich, others poor, some prideful and others humble, some persecutors and others afflicted by persecution, but all of them needed to come unto Jesus Christ to be healed, just as we all do. Close quote. I really liked this kind of beginning and what it kind of highlights for us about this change of heart which Alma spoke about. And as he begins in Alma 5, he starts off by teaching the people in Zarahemla. And as we see as we go through this message to the people of Zarahemla, he has some issues that he wants to address. In particular, the people putting their hearts on the things of the Lord and making sure that they are humble and changeable and that they are open to correction by the Spirit. And so what he does is he begins by talking about the power that the Lord has shown by bringing them to this point here, how he has delivered the people that Alma himself came from the hands of King Noah, how they were delivered out of bondage. And then he says in verse 7, Behold, he changed their hearts, yea, he awakened them out of a deep sleep, and they awoke unto God. Behold, they were in the midst of darkness, nevertheless their souls were illuminated by the light of the everlasting word. Yea, they were encircled about by the bands of death and the chains of hell, and an everlasting destruction did await them. So, Elder David A. Bednar said this, quote, Immortality, we experience physical birth and the opportunity for spiritual rebirth. We are admonished by prophets and apostles to awake unto God, be born again, and become new creatures in Christ. Are receiving in our lives the blessings made possible through the atonement of Jesus Christ. The merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah can help us triumph over the self-centered and selfish tendencies of the natural man and become more selfless, benevolent and saintly. We are exhorted to so live that we can stand spotless before the Lord at the last day. Close quote. So Alma is setting out here this idea that the Lord is able to make any change happen. The Lord created the heavens and the earth. He created the atoms that make up everything. If he can do all of those things, then surely he can make a change in our desires and dispositions. And I think that this is just a wonderful way to set up this idea. He introduces this mighty change of heart by talking about his father, Alma. He says in verse 11, And behold, I can tell you, did not my father Alma believe in the words which were delivered by the mouth of Abinadi? And was he not a holy prophet? Did he not speak the words of God, and my father Alma believed them? And according to his faith, there was a mighty change wrought in his heart. Behold, I say unto you that this is all true. This is where we find out and realize that the impact that Abinadi has had is continuing on even a generation later. Which is quite a wonderful, powerful message there about Abinadi returning back to the fact that, you know, he himself may have not seen much change, but he has instigated a huge change. Stephen W. Owen said, quote, We often associate repentance with grievous sins that require a mighty change, but repentance is for everyone, those who are wandering in forbidden paths and are lost, as well as those who have gotten into the straight and narrow path and now need to press forward. Repentance both puts us on the right path and keeps us on the right path. It is for those who are just beginning to believe, those who have believed all along, and those who need to begin again to believe. Close quote. this mighty change of heart we're going to talk about quite a bit this week, and it is something which is required, as Stephen Owen said, for everyone. It's not just for those who need to make a significant change in their lives, like Alma the Younger did, and indeed Alma the Elder, his father, but for all of us. This mighty change is an opportunity for us to redirect, refocus, and continue to stay true to the changes and the direction that we want to go in. So Alma then goes on from verse 14 and begins to ask some questions. And these questions are really powerful, and ones which we should be regularly reviewing, really, to make sure that we are, our hearts are in the right place. Because all of us, I'm sure, can get to the points in our lives where we're kind of going through the day-to-day of life, and we are going through the difficulties or the challenges or the joys or the emotions of mortal living, and forget or neglect to remind ourselves about the spiritual nature, or our own spiritual natures. In verse 14, Alma says, "And now behold, I ask of you, my brethren of the church, have you spiritually been born of God? Have you received his image in your countenances? Have you experienced this mighty change in your hearts?" Before I continue, I want to point out that Alma actually asks 50 questions throughout this sermon, which is quite a powerful thing. I mean, he's just asked three within that one verse. So you can see how that's very possible, that he asks 50 questions throughout all of Alma chapter 5, which in itself is 62 verses. So, yeah, I think it's important, first of all, to consider, have we experienced this mighty change of heart? Have we had this change wrought, which has allowed us to be closer to the Saviour? In verse 15, do you exercise faith in the redemption of him who created you? Do you look forward with an eye of faith and view this mortal body raised in immortality, and this corruption raised to incorruption, stand before God to be judged according to the deeds which have been done in this mortal body? This eye of faith is something which I really enjoy to study about, and it's this principle for me that we have this forward-facing view and a faith-filled view that all is possible, and that if we have faith in the Lord, then we're able to imagine whatever it is the Lord desires of us, even if that seems impossible in the current moment. It may be that we're going through a difficulty, or we're going through an addiction, or that we're going through a scenario which just seems to have no hope at the end of it, or indeed we are just going through life and we are wondering to ourselves, is it possible that the Lord can help us to be what he sees us as being able to be? Can we see ourselves as the Lord sees us, with this divine potential? And this is not just, you know, about ourselves, but also about all individuals that we come into contact with day by day. Every person, every child of God has that potential as well. Can we see that with an eye of faith? I think is a important question to consider. And this, the start of this sermon is kind of focused on the people changing and bringing themselves to the Lord. In fact, in verse 16 and 17, it says, "I say unto you, can you imagine to yourselves that you hear the voice of the Lord saying unto you in that day, come unto me, ye blessed, for behold, your works have been the work of righteousness upon the face of the earth. Or do you imagine to yourselves that you can lie unto the Lord in that day and say, Lord, our works have been righteous works upon the face of the earth, and that he will save you?" So I'm going to continue tomorrow to talk about how Alma invites the people to recognize the changes that they need to make, and how possible that change is, which I think is just a really powerful message of redemption and hope that is really sorely needed, not just for those people then, but for us today as well in our own lives. Thank you so much for listening today, and until we meet again.